Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback. I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Parles-tu français?
Hablas español?
Parle italiano.
If you've used Babbel, you would. Babbel's conversation-based technique teaches you useful words and phrases to get you speaking quickly about the things you actually talk about in the real world. With lessons handcrafted by over 200 language experts and voiced by real native speakers, Babbel is like having a private tutor in your pocket. Start speaking with Babbel today. Get up to 55% off your Babbel subscription right now at babbel.com/listen. Spelled babbel.com/listen. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces like the gorgeous Sofia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy Bobopedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Hey, Northeast Pennsylvania, it's Rob O'Donnell here on WILK News Radio. 103.1 FM, 910, 980 AM, or anywhere on that free Odyssey app. Catch us anywhere you get your favorite podcast. Just search The Rob O'Donnell Show or your smart speakers. Just ask those little suckers to say, play WILK News Radio, and they'll start playing us live right there, wherever you have that smart speaker set up. How's everyone doing on this Wednesday, November 19th, 2025? 45 degrees, 309, Wednesday hump day. The rest of the week is downhill from here. Next week's a holiday week. Come on, we got this, right? How's everyone doing? Well, some news. Well, out of Washington, I guess, is the Senate unanimously passed the releasing of the Epstein files, and it's headed to the president's desk. There was a press conference today about some possible new information from the Department of Justice in as far as the Epstein files go. But the last I heard that the Senate unanimously approved it, and it is headed to the president to sign. And they have 30 days based on that resolution to release the files with minimal redactions based on whatever's unclassified can be released. Classified information could either be redacted if it still maintains its integrity or removed altogether. But other than that, let's let the files go out. So we'll see where that leads. Last night, there was the just before we got off the air yesterday, we did see a news report from the Times Tribune from Jim Lockwood. And I started to mention it, where Geisinger Community Medical Center in Scranton plans to construct a building with parking for additional clinical services on a vacant former Audubon School lot across Mulberry Street. Now, as per this, with a bridge going over the road. Now, as per this article, it basically, and it says right there, I just read to you what it says. They are building a parking, the plans to construct a building with parking for additional clinical services on a vacant land. So are they just building a parking garage? Have they already started to increase clinical services in their existing facilities? It would be reasonable to know those answers, especially if you lived near this. And here's the thing, and I've been talking about this and following it, and why do I have an issue with Geisinger looking to expand? I don't. I don't have any issue. And think about it. I live far away. It's very convenient for me. Let them put 10 parking garages. That would be more convenient for me, my family, and anyone who ever has to visit there that lives out of the area. But for the very same reasons you're talking and looking to zone data centers in your backyard, the Hill community in Scranton is looking to make sure that things are done right in their backyard. And I understand that. And the way this is going through, the way this is moving forward, raises speculation. Raises concern. Why is this not following the established procedures within the city of Scranton, to where something like this is proposed, it goes to the zoning board, There's a lot of questions and answers asked. There's plans developed. Plans are submitted. The community is able to give their input. This happened 2 years ago, and the community came out, and it was a lot of the same argument from Geisinger and the people that support Geisinger's expansion from the corporate level. And I understand that. And as outside community, people who do not live in the Hill Section or Scranton, I've gotten a lot of comments on social media saying, why is there such a problem here? Let them build whatever they want. And that's easy to say if you do not live there. And if you watched yesterday's city council meeting, a lot of residents came out to give their side of the story and their concerns. And not a single person at that meeting said they were against medical care being expanded. Not a single person there said they were against Geisinger growing in the city of Scranton. What they said is, tell us what you're looking to do. Tell us what exactly you're expanding. Let us know the plans so we can have our opinion and know comfortably that our property values will not be affected, that the quality of life here will not be affected. I think everybody understands the importance of quality medical care, and I think everybody understands the importance of Geisinger CMC and the facilities and things they offer. But I also hear a lot of the same. You know, they talk about people there recently. You know, there were doctors that came and spoke at this meeting. There were residents. There were other people, union heads for the carpenters, the head of the Chamber of Commerce, and a lot of other places. You're talking about how overcrowded Geisinger CMC is, how they have expanded as much as they can, and they're beyond their capacity, that there's wall-to-wall people in their emergency rooms and such. The wait is so long. Well, I'd hate to break something to you, but 25 years ago, my dad sat in a gurney in the hallway of the emergency room for 14 hours because they didn't have space in an emergency room or a room upstairs while he was dying of cancer. So this is nothing new. This was 25 years ago. So there is nothing new here. And I appreciate everything they did. You know, I stood by my father's side while he passed at hospice on the top floor of CMC. Back in the day, in 2002. So I appreciate the services, the people that work there, and the entity itself of Geisinger. They do a lot for the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania. I get that. Why is this not following any standard procedure? Why aren't they being forthcoming exactly what they're looking to do? You know, their reasoning last night, it would cost too much money to draw up a proposal that we're not guaranteed to happen. Well, first of all, nothing's guaranteed. But if you are looking to be that asset to the city of Scranton and the community as a whole, then I think most people would understand these things. And a lot of things I heard from city council last night was compromise. You know, where is the vision for compromise? You're saying that it's going to be more than 45 feet and maybe not over 100 feet. And you're looking for maximum capacity. How much could we do here? How much could we get away with? How much could we... That's not comforting answers to the people who live in this community. And listen, I went and I looked at an aerial photo of this area. It is a residential community. Yes, you have the medical center there, but it is a residential community. And I think that partnership should mean more than...
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places that I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times?
You're playing the lute.
Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Parles-tu français?
Hablas español?
Parle italiano.
If you've used Babbel, you would. Babbel's conversation-based technique teaches you useful words and phrases to get you speaking quickly about the things you actually talk about in the real world. With lessons handcrafted by over 200 language experts and voiced by real native speakers, Babbel is like having a private tutor in your pocket. Start speaking with Babbel today. Get up to 55% off your Babbel subscription right now at babbel.com/listen. Spell babbel.com/listen. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces, like the gorgeous Sophia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy Bobo-pedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Let's rush this through because the mayor is fast-tracking ordinance change that bypasses the zoning board, and we rush it through the city council just before it changes its makeup, while Geisinger Corporate really doesn't give us any answers. Now, they attended the meeting last night. Vice President of Operations was there and basically gave the city of Scranton an ultimatum, which it is their right to do. But if you're a corporate Geisinger, were you happy with the way this came across? Because members of city council weren't, and they were vocalized that they weren't, and members of the public weren't. And I'm going to play you that here.
Great. Thank you, Megan. Thank you for having me as well. If the mayor's proposed zoning amendment is adopted, we would obviously propose improvements below the 100-foot height limit in the proposed civic zone. But the simple fact is, we cannot meet the needs of this community at GCMC within the current 45-foot height limitation in the institution zone. This is about our ability to grow the healthcare services this city needs and deserves. I have met with the Hill Neighborhood Association twice and its leadership several times. I have committed to meeting with them regularly throughout our planning process and development if we're given the chance to better serve our community. I know that many phases of development, notably the land development plan process, provide several touch points and discussions and collaborations to determine the best way forward to ensure the expansion would work with the existing neighborhood and hospital campus. There have been previous requests to commission traffic and parking studies to make sure we do what's right by the neighborhood. If the mayor's proposed zoning amendment is granted that permits hospital buildings and parking structures, we will commission those studies. I appreciate the time of Scranton City Council and all the city residents here tonight. In a time of uncertainty, I need to leave you with one certainty. If the zoning amendment is denied, we will be forced to look elsewhere in the county to expand. We are out of options, and the city and county need access to more care. The best place to expand is right here, where we already have the community's only trauma center, a comprehensive heart attack center, and the best emergency room. But we can't wait for another chance. The consequences of waiting and failing to deliver could be devastating. We would move quickly and immediately invest in growing outside of the city. Thank you for your time.
Okay, that was Nicholas Coleman, who's the Associate Vice President of Clinical Operations for Geisinger's Northeast Region, the entire region, not just the city of Scranton. And that was his basic ultimatum. We will give you plans if and when you approve this zoning change, and we will work with the community if and when you approve this zoning change, and we will give you studies and everything else that needs to be done, which is usually before a zoning change is even done, by the way. That's the standard procedure here. And the precedent this sets for everything else. So there were members, and listen, if you are a member of Scranton, live in Scranton, if you are live in the Hill section, I highly recommend you watch the Scranton City Council meeting last night. It lasted over 2 hours. There was a lot of public input. There was a lot of applause, which seemed to upset Council President Smurl. Who's interesting, though, if you ever watch these meetings, if it's something he supports and they applaud, he has no issue with that. But if it's something he is against or does not like, he chastises and stares down the audience. So I found that amusing because come January, no one's going to care what this person has to say or even who he is. So it was interesting. And that's exactly why this is getting forced through. And listen, not a single person at that meeting, and I implore you to listen to that, not a single person there said anything about better healthcare, said anything against expanding healthcare services. But where he focused on expanding healthcare, expanding clinical services, expanding all these things, when you look at his statement in the Times Tribune and Geisinger Community Medical Center's statement, they said Geisinger, and this is a quote, Geisinger Community Medical Center in Scranton plans to construct a building with parking for additional clinical services on the vacant former land. So it appears to me they're creating a parking building for services that they are already expanding within their existing input. If that's not correct, then why not tell the people? Why not tell the people we are planning to expand it this much? I mean, because they built the parking garage right across from CMC on the western side, coming up right behind the Ronald McDonald House. I remember when they built that parking garage. I've been here for that long. And a lot of the spaces on that parking garage, if you go to those facilities, says, you know, reserved for doctors only, reserved for staff, reserved for this. So is this what they're looking to do, or are they looking to provide more parking? And again, parking, could you buy more land and keep a parking footprint wider, but not as high, to be better blend in to, or better neighbor to the community? And again, these are questions that are normally hashed out in a zoning hearing board by the people that are assigned to those positions to do and do their due diligence and cross their T's and dot their I's. That is being bypassed, which is why you're seeing so much vocalization about this. That's the only reason I'm talking about it. If this went through the normal Scranton City Council zoning board procedure, if this wasn't being rushed through for some reason, and I think we know the reasons because the dynamic of Scranton City Council is changing. But again, I don't think anyone on this city council, and they all said as much yesterday, support better health services for our community. It's how it's being gone about is the issue. That is the problem that's here. And that's why it's being talked about. That's why so much is being made of it. If this was to go through the proper procedures of zoning changes, if Geisinger, after it was denied 2 years ago, went through an appeal process, started meeting with the community members then. Now, the vice president there in that statement said that he's been meeting with the Hill Section Community Board regularly. Yes, for the past few weeks. He's attended 2 meetings for the past weeks. That's not being a good neighbor. That's not trying to work with your neighbors for the past 2 years to try and get this done. This is seeing an opportunity and let's try and rush it through so we can get what we want and then decide what we're going to do with it. And that's not the way it's supposed to work. And that's why, listen, no one is against Geisinger CMC expanding. No one's against them increasing their clinical footprint. But why wouldn't you explain specifically what you're doing? Don't tell me it's going to cost millions of dollars to bring up a concept. We're not looking for an engineer schematic. Come up with a drawing and a basic list of services. This is what we're looking to do that we commit to. And make the zoning change contingent on those things happening. Just like we do with our cause zones. If they don't meet a minimum employment criteria, if they do not meet certain standards, then they have to pay some of that tax benefit back. We'll do the same thing with the zoning change. And again, at a zoning board is where that's supposed to take place. Not within a month. Just before the end of the year, before city council changes. And again, that's the only reason why this is getting so much attention here. Because this is the exact same argument that was fought very passionately 2 years ago. And the outcome was denial of the zoning change. Now, all of a sudden, the exact same thing is moving forward. The only dynamic that has changed is the players that are pulling the strings. The marionettes. That's the only thing that has changed here. It's 323 here at WILK.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback. I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no. So my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron and Santa Fe to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You know Graybar for electrical parts. But there's one more thing you may not be thinking of us for that can help maximize your next project's total value. Our pre-project planning services are designed to help you win the bid, save on labor costs, and keep your installers productive across your entire build. The sooner you call us, the better. Because when we're there from the beginning, we can anticipate your needs and help you solve problems before they become problems. Yep, Graybar does that.